So today, as we go through the day, I invite you, if you haven't already, to include the experience of eating in the meditation. Taste and smell. Eating can easily be a time when we just switch off and become lost in thinking, really unaware that we're eating. So we can just slow down and bring eating into our mindfulness practice. We can notice how good it feels when the hot liquid tea comes into the mouth and slides down the body. Or hear the crunch of the salad or the toast. Perhaps we can notice the sensation as we lift the arm with the fork to the mouth, the saliva beginning to come. We can notice sometimes if we pause with the fork just there, we can notice the desire to taste the food. Notice the mouth opening, sensation of the food entering the mouth. The flavor. What happens when we chew? What does the tongue do? And then we can notice the urge to swallow. And then once we've swallowed, the desire for the next forkful. It can be helpful to actually put the fork down on the plate in between mouthfuls to help notice that movement of mind. And people have different relationships to food. So it's important to really notice your patterns. For some people, eating can be a very difficult time. And for others, food can be something that we comfort ourselves with and can be difficult not to overeat. There can be a lot of emotion around food. So can we be aware of that with a kind attention? Food is the fuel that we need to run our body and to keep it healthy. And in many traditions, before eating, there are some reflections that are practiced. So in our culture, we might be familiar with the saying of grace before we eat. But in the Buddhist traditions, some of the reflections that we can use: may the eating of this food be for the nourishment of my body and the benefit of my practice. May the eating of this food be for the nourishment of my body and the benefit of my practice, for the benefit of all beings. In the Zen tradition, they chant, "I reflect on my virtue and practice, And by the way, not as a way of beating oneself up. And may I be worthy of this good fortune. May I be worthy of the good fortune of having food to eat. Or I reflect on the effort that brought me this food and consider how it came to me. Many, many hands have gone into bringing this food to us. Not just hands, the sun and the rain and the earth, the nutrition and the soil, growing the food. And considering how it came to us, it's really a miracle that we have good food to eat and enough of it. So those are some reflections that we can practice and experience the generosity of this. So I just invite you to include that today in your practice as well. And I started with some appreciation this morning, and I'd like to end with some appreciation. And I'd like to end with a poem by an American woman whose name is Dana Folds. And the title of this poem is "Every Step is Holy." The journey from the known to the unknown, from the unreal to the real, is rarely revealed in advance. The potholes, detours, false starts, and quick retreats are each honorable and even needed in the bigger scheme. In the forest that can't be seen between the trees. It took years for me to realize that the very twists and turns and shadows I labeled problems were really sacred ground. Grace disguised as obstacles. The whole path, a pilgrimage. Mysteries bearing themselves before me all along the way. So thank you for your listening. And now is a time for some small groups. So this morning with Jill will be Benny, Kate, Kay, Leanne, Marisha and Priscilla. And with myself, Anne, Cecilia, Emmy, Jessica, Kath and Ruby. That will be at 11 o'clock. So please just leave yourself in the Zoom call and Jill will assign you to a breakout room and take a 5-minute break, stretch your legs, do what you need to. And for the others, it's a time for walking practice. And in today's walking practice, just seeing if you can walk as if the soles of your feet are caressing the ground. Good. Thank you and enjoy the day.